Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle, the podcast built for lawn care pros, landscapers, and green industry entrepreneurs. If you're tired of guessing and ready to grow with purpose, you are in the right place. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I have 16 years of experience in the green industry. No fluff, no hype, just proven strategies, honest conversation, and lessons learned from the field. Each episode, we dive into the pain points holding lawn care businesses hostage: pricing, marketing, strategy, mindsets, and scaling. While talking with the industry leaders, brand partners, and operators who are doing the work. If you're ready to legitimize your business, sharpen your skills, and hustle smarter, welcome to the Lawn Hustle. Let's get into it. Today we have a special guest with us, Matthew McGoldrick from McGoldrick's Property Services. He has 3,270 followers on Instagram. Matthew, welcome to the Lawn Hustle.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, let's jump right into some questions I have on pricing. How do you calculate your mowing price per property? Do you have a flat rate and then it goes up? Because I know my flat rate will cover the smaller yards. That's just the flat rate. Sure. If it's a huge property, then we adjust the price. Tell us how you calculate your pricing.
Yeah, so I think I kind of have a slight advantage over a lot of people because I grew up where my father had been running a successful lawn care company early on. And I know pricing had changed over the years, but I was privy to, you know, how to accomplish the mowing and trimming of a lawn. So I kind of understand, the footprint, if you will, just by looking at it. And when I started my business, I was a little too cheap. I had basically said, well, I want to test the model. I want to get these customers and I want to see if people are excited about it. And then as time went on, I figured out, of course, hey, I got to increase my price. And I figured that out by doing, and also by calling a number of other professional landscaping companies in the beginning of the season, because it's okay for everybody to give a shout and give a call to different companies and ask them, hey, you know, I'm just curious, what is your minimum for mowing? I'm potentially in the market to have my lawn, or I know somebody who's looking. But either way, a lot of companies that are transparent and successful, they tend to have this information out there. So a lot of companies, including my own, were trying to put the pricing on the website for most things within reality, so that people can look at it and say right off the bat, okay, he's too high for me, or okay, I love that price, you know, hopefully I fall in his minimum. But my minimum is at $65 for the smallest of lawns. And basically, it takes the same energy, whether it's a tiny lawn or a big lawn, as far as the unloading goes, and then the loading back up. So I have a drop gate fee that I have to keep in mind. It's going to take a certain amount of time to strap everything down properly and what have you. And I mean, you're really getting out there and doing the same type of job, whether it takes, you know, 20 minutes or an hour, you still have to perform excellence. So you definitely have to have an average price. And we kind of settled at 65. We may see an increase with that. Because, you know, of course, everything continues to go up.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything is increasing. Yeah. And most places increase annually.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't understand why people think lawn care shouldn't increase their price. You know, you tell a client, I got to increase my price. And sometimes the response is, you're already high enough.
Sure.
You know, but
yeah, absolutely.
It's just a matter of educating the client as to why you have to increase, because we're in business to turn a profit.
Yes.
We're in business to make money, not to lose money and leave money on the table. Yes. So you said your minimum price is $65 right now.
Yes.
If you increase that this year, what are you thinking about increasing it to, 70 or higher or what?
So I think every year I try to evaluate what is the cost of inflation for our country, because that's definitely something that has to be factored. Every single year, the government is going to give an increase to a lot of people that are on a fixed budget through Social Security and et cetera because of a cost of living increase. So when you mentioned before that a lot of people get kind of excited and they say, why should your price change? Well, everything changes for us. You know, our insurance goes up, our fuel goes up. The cost of the equipment now is exuberant to a lot of people. It's just massive, the amount of money that it takes to switch from gas-powered equipment to battery. And now we're kind of seeing where we're being forced into that, especially with a state like Massachusetts, California, these green states where they get very excited about wanting to save on the carbon emissions and whatnot. So for me, it's going to cost me, let's say, $25,000 to go grab, for example, a Greenworks mower in the spring. To have an all-electric fleet, I'm going to need to go incur these costs. And I can buy an equivalent Gravely mower for maybe $11,500, $12,000 for a stand-on. And, you know, you could even buy one that's been demoed and get the same warranty and everything a little bit cheaper. So when you talk about jumping into just today's technology, different softwares, even for design, landscape design, you know, everybody needs to modernize. And I think people forget that landscapers are not just a simple showing up with a push mower anymore. It's if you're a real big player in the game, you're also going to offer a lot more than just mowing. You're going to offer a big list of things that they're going to be excited that you offer, you know?
Well, I think our industry has changed. You know, used to, people would get laid off from the factory and they'd go run out and buy a mower, start mowing some yards.
Sure.
But when it got 95 degrees outside, they were the ones that didn't show up.
Yep.
Exactly. They're the ones that didn't want to do the job.
Yep.
Because it wasn't their niche. It wasn't their passion.
Correct.
And so they just started picking up a few yards just to make a couple bucks.
Sure.
You know, and same thing, you know, young guys, and I'm excited about all the young lawn care operators in our industry, but a lot of times they would run and get a mower just to have some weekend spending money.
Sure.
But I think the industry has changed now, and we're at
fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
A high professionalism in our industry right now. Our industry's come a long way since when I started. And I think some of that has come with realizing, you know, I'm not just mowing yards. I am providing a service to my clients.
Yep.
And it's been a paradigm shift. It's been a change in the way we think, how we operate, and what we look at our industry and what we see when we look at our industry. We're not just cutting grass. We are service providers.
Yes.
Yep. So
yeah, just like an electrician, you know, it's a necessity.
Exactly.
It needs to be paid for. And I just want to jump on real quick what you mentioned. Nowadays, everybody's showing up that are the professionals anyhow with uniforms and matching hats and all these other things, because I think society, like you mentioned, has made a dramatic shift, especially with technology. modernization of colors and things that people get excited to see. So we need to vinyl wrap our trucks. We need to do all these things to be visually appealing and to actually fall onto their radar. Otherwise, again, it drops into like those weekend warriors, and nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, those guys definitely are not completely invested as you or I, you know?
Exactly. It cost a lot of money to get the proper equipment, to set your business up legally, to, you know, save money for taxes, to save money back for equipment purchases, to pay your employees and pay them well, and to pay yourself and pay yourself well, you know. So there's a lot involved, and some people just don't see it. I've never seen anyone at Kroger's fill up a shopping cart, get up to the cashier, they ring everything up, and it comes to $300.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone say, well, that's too much, I'm only going to pay you $175.
Right.
Somehow they come up with the $300 to pay the bill. Yep. Because it's something they need. It's a necessity. Yes. Yep. And we got to start thinking, when I price my jobs, I'm pricing them according to my value.
Yeah, perceived value is everything. Yes.
And I'm pricing according to the perceived outcome that the client has.
Sure.
If they want a top quality job, they're going to pay top quality price if I do the job.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, me too.
They might not be my ideal customer, and that's fine. We can move on. They can find someone else, and I wish them luck.
Yeah, it's not personal. It's business, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I tell some of the guys that are starting out, it's your price. You know your numbers. You know your value, you know the service that you're going to offer, and you know the quality of job you're going to do. So don't let the customer dictate the price.
Absolutely.
Because that customer's not paying your bills. You're paying your bills. Yeah. So you know what you need to make per job in order to turn a profit.
Yep.
If you don't know, you might need to go to work someplace else.
Amen.
You have to know your numbers.
Yep.
Bottom line.
And stick to it, because if you go to somebody and you tell them $85 or $110 for the mow, whatever it may be, and then all of a sudden you drop down to 80, they're going to say, either this guy doesn't actually believe he was worth that much and he lied to me and he was just trying to throw something at the wall and see if it will stick. That's not good business, you know? And then all of a sudden, angry people or people that have a negative experience are most commonly going to tell 10 people about that. If a good person's going to tell an average of 2 to 3. So it's power of how you work your words too, because stand up for your value. Make sure that they understand, because again, you can walk away and still have a forever friend.
Right.
And they call me later when they end up having the guy who is cheaper fail them. So, you know, always hold to your value, like you said.
That is so good. And also remember, when you set your price, they're not just paying to have their grass cut. They're paying for your reputation.
Yes.
They're paying for the years of work that you've put in. And we've all heard it. Well, the last guy was only $45. Mm-hmm. Where is he now?
Yeah. Yeah, we build trust in our brands. And I think trust is so easily, you know, broken, and it's so hard to garner it. But we're at people's houses more than their own family. I mean, I see my customers more than their kids.
Yeah.
So every week when I'm at Miss Jones' house, if I see the trash bucket down at the end of the driveway, I'm going to bring it up for them, because why not? I'm there. It takes me one extra second. Chances are I already had to make a beeline up that driveway for trimming. You know, so it's like, hey, just do these small things, because again, that adds to your value when you care and you notice. And I am a visual king. So if I see bugs climbing up their homes, whether it's an ant or God forbid, termite or anything, when I'm doing mulch work, these huge crucial details when you call and stop and send them photos and tell them exactly what's happening. Hey, you have a small piece of trim that's pulling away from your home. I see water that's going where it shouldn't be. All of those things. That's our job. If we're pros, that's our job, because we should always be selling work, not just to sell it, but to make sure Mr. and Mrs. Jones understand to protect their investment. It's one of the best things you can make in the world is your home, but it's going to cause you headaches. So if you have a true pro like you or myself, we're going to make a lot of these keen observations for them.
It's those little things that distinguish us
yes.
from our competitors. I had an employee one time, I told him, we pulled up, trash can was out by the road. Mm-hmm. I said, before you start, take that can and set it up by the garage door.
I love it.
He said, is that our job? I said, no, but we do it anyways.
Yes.
And now, that's the first thing he looks for when we go to jobs, because he didn't think...
Yep, he didn't understand.
That's just a reputation builder.
Sure.
He just thought, you know, we don't get paid to move trash cans.
Yeah, that's, so why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
But now he has bought into that. Yep. And it's always those little things. I had a customer a couple years ago. 3 days after Thanksgiving, he called me. And I had just... finished up their property the day before Thanksgiving. Got all the leaves cleaned up, got the gutter and the roof blowed off and the gutters blowed out and flower beds all cleaned out. And he called me 3 days after Thanksgiving and said, can you come by the house? I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. Yeah. What did I miss?
So I show up and I knock on the door. He comes to the door and he hands me a card. And he just said, Merry Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
So I didn't think anything a whole about it. I said, you know, you really didn't have to do that. We enjoy working for you. We appreciate the work. You know, we try our best to make sure your property looks the best on the block. And he said to me,
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We want to do this for you because it's the little things that you do that's not related to lawn care. Like if you see something going on, like one time a picket on a fence was cracked and split. I took a picture, sent it to him, said, hey, if you need me to, I can replace this picket. I noticed today it was cracked. Sure, go ahead and fix it for me. Nice. Little extra money. Not a whole lot to replace one picket.
No, nice, easy little thing, yeah.
But it lets them know I care about your property.
Yes, yeah.
So I replaced it, he said, and I never have to worry about carrying my trash can up to the garage. You do it every week.
That's so nice.
He said, the stuff you don't have to do, but you do. And I've serviced their property now for... this will be my 15th season with them.
All right. That's a win, baby.
That's nice. Customer work, retention. Yes, and that's what doing those little things will do for you. When it comes time to renew a contract, they're going to be loyal to you because you prove to them that you're loyal to them.
Absolutely.
So when I got in the truck and was heading back to the house, I opened it up and... there's a check in the card.
Yeah.
I opened the check up. And he wrote me a bonus check for $1,500.
All right. That's awesome. I love
and just
that.
Said, Merry Christmas.
That's beautiful.
So
that's
I told him.
At work.
Yeah. I told him, well, it's going to be a Merry Christmas now.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
But just the years of doing what you don't have to do. Instead of just getting by.
Yeah.
doing the little extra things, taking a trash can from the street up to the garage door. What's it take you? 10 seconds.
Exactly.
15 seconds. Yep. You know, it's not a lot of time.
No.
But that 15 seconds can make a huge impression.
Oh, yeah. That's invaluable.
So we were talking about pricing. How often do you raise your price? Do you do it annually or every other year? What's your plan?
Yeah. So I'm doing it every single year now. When I first started the business, I kind of was doing that on a, you know, as needed basis. I really was trying to hold strong for people. But what I learned is, as you said, in order to grow and to provide efficient, effective, quality services, you have to keep up with the times. So people get very excited and they think, I'm going to lose somebody. It's okay if you lose someone, because if you're doing an excellent job and you're impressing everybody on your roster, but then the only factor comes down to price, you didn't really lose that customer for any other reason except they can't afford what you're offering. And you don't want to lose people, but you also can't lose yourself, can't lose your family money. You can't take the hours that you're literally bleeding into your business and not be paid for that, you know? And I see too many people struggling with that. And I see a lot of people who don't understand pricing, who come out here and try to tell everybody how to do things. And then I'll see them make a post online saying, hey, you know, how do you guys price snow work? And I'm saying, this is an influencer. This is someone who companies are looking to and saying, hey, I want to send these guys all these products and stuff. That's confusing to me, because I believe we're supposed to be educated experts, you know, and it doesn't mean you had to go to a top, you know, 100 high school like I did or something. You can go to any means of method by just having a YouTube degree, I always say, because the information's out there. I'm a big book fan. I have maybe like 40 something books on the whole industry that I'm involved with, which is property services. So we dive into a lot of things, but for the lawn side, that's the biggest facet of our business, because we started with it. It's what my family was known for. And, you know, for pricing, I think it's important every year. So we've been doing it every year. I do not agree that pricing should go up multiple times in a year, even if we have, you know, certain circumstances come about. You can put act of God clauses in your agreements. Then you can have discussions with people. But for me, when I have people sign on, that is in ink. Everything we do is with an agreement, because we want to make sure they know that this is locked in for them. And, you know, we can make educated guesses, but sometimes you're going to lose a little. But always when you have that strong relationship, like the gentleman that you work for, that you've had for so many years, you can have conversations with these people once they know you, once they trust you and they believe in you. Some of my customers are my biggest diehards. I had a tough winter one year, and you know, I won't give names here, but there was a lot of people who I spoke to and I told them just my truths, because they know I'm an excellent human out here. And just like yourself, you know, I was blessed with $1,000 tip, a $500 tip, all these wonderful gestures from these people who say, you know, Matt, I know you would never ask for something like this, but hearing your story, knowing that you've worked for me for this so many years, knowing what you're up against and that you're not just sitting stagnant, you're going out and trying to figure out new methods to add to your business to increase opportunity for when these things happen. But I want to invest in you because I love you. People say it to me all the time. I love you, Matt. And they say it to my guys. I exchange hugs all the time with the cutest old ladies who, you know, they're just longing for a connection. And a lot of these landscapers out here, they just say, oh, I'm going to get this done, fly through these. They don't want to talk to Mr. or Mrs. Jones. They put their headphones on, they pretend they didn't hear them, and they get out of there. But that's a mistake. You know, you can't take 5, 10, 20 minutes every time. But, you know, have a heart, have some compassion, because I believe having a heart leads to having a lot of additional business. And a lot of people who, like, again, I said, will go lobby for you. So if you say, hey, I need a new customer, guess what they're going to do when they go out for coffee? They're going to mention to people, hey, I just wanted to mention my snow guy said that he could take on some more accounts. If you're not happy with your guy, this guy's been awesome for 6 years, you know? So that's a blessing when you hear those kind of praises, because word of mouth, guerrilla marketing is our number one fire opportunity in this business. It truly is, you know?
Well, one thing's for sure, you don't want to have to get new customers or clients every year.
Sure.
You want to retain them. You want to keep them. You want long-term relationships. And in order to turn a customer into a client, you have to build a relationship with them. Make them feel like they're as important to you as you are to them.
Yeah.
And that you need them as much as they need you.
And that's so simply done by sending a thank you card to someone. And a lot of companies, I say, send out a Christmas card, send out a New Year's card. And if you can't afford all the postage and all this extras, just drop it off at the last service you have with people. Because we go around, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of nurseries who will sell me poinsettias and things like this at a really low price near the holidays because they want to get rid of them. And I tell my customers the truth. Hey, I'm delivering you this beautiful plant that's wrapped in foil with a card and everything. And I got a good deal on it. It's not about how much money I did or didn't spend on it, but I wanted to bless you with something beautiful that you could look at for a while and remember us while you're waiting for us to come back and start servicing your property again when the flowers are coming back up, you know?
That is good. That is so important for customers to not just build a route number,
yes,
but to build relationships with their clients.
Yes.
And they will keep you. And they will go to bat for you. They will defend you. They will they'll stand up for you. Because let's face it, things happen sometimes on a property.
Oh, amen.
And if you don't have people saying, yeah, I don't buy that. That's not the way he operates. He's been working for me for 15 years. And everything that he sees, he texts me or he comes up and knocks on the door and tells me about it. You know, you don't want to just hit somebody's gut or downspout and act like you didn't do it.
Yeah, amen. That's dishonest, and I'll tell you, that will spread like wildfire.
You're the one that's on the property. If you didn't do it, who else is mowing the yard?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, and then it makes you appear to be dishonest.
Yeah. Yep.
And untrustworthy.
Yeah, never be afraid to have a conversation. I always tell people that because while people can get real excited and emotional, our job is to calm them and to stay calm on our own accord. If you can't be calm, you can't be a business owner because patience is everything, you know?
What does your route density look like?
So I'll tell you, we are blessed to have, close to 65 accounts in the city of Worcester. And then we have a lot of different accounts in the surrounding towns leading all the way out to where I live and then a little bit out into Middlesex County. But we're in Worcester County and Middlesex. We don't mind driving to different locations, but we tell people, hey, you know, if we don't have five on the same street, unfortunately, that means we're going to have to factor in how long it takes me to get from here to you. And then I have, you know, potentially most likely three people in the truck at all given times, me plus two. And so we need to factor in their hourly. So I have to do all this math. How much is my truck worth? What is it for mileage? Because we're claiming our mileage at the end of the year. So, you know, you got to keep every single thing accounted for. When you said know your numbers, it can sound very stressful, but it's actually extremely easy. If you just take the time to relax and put it down, whether it's on paper or in a software program, whatever it is, but it's just very important to know your numbers. So I tend to love to have multiples, obviously, in a row. For example, in 01602 in Tattnick Square, that's one of our honey holes in the city of Worcester because we service a lot of houses in those streets and area. And basically also 01606, so off of Burncone Street in Worcester, that's a heavily dense area. So we can mow anywhere from, you know, if it's a big day, you know, we could do 11 monster ones to 15, but we could get up to close to like 30 lawns in a day. So it really depends. Hey, how close are they? And how many guys do I have with me? And then, of course, the equipment's incredible because now that we have the Gravely mowers and we graduated from our old stuff, you really can do a lawn a lot faster. So someone might say to you, well, you know, it takes you only 20 something minutes to do my lawn. This is what it costs. Well, 20 something minutes, but we're running three mowers that cost $11,000 or more a piece. So there's $33,000 running over your lawn, plus the fuel, plus everything, plus our insurance. You get a fat stuff. So when I show up to a house, I'm showing up with $100,000+ between my truck, trailer, and equipment. So hi, I'm a guy showing up, you know, with a lot of stuff. And it's all dependable. It's always going to work, you know? So a lot of this stuff gets factored in, you know, but I would love to have a lot more customers just next door. Cause you drop your gate once, that's beautiful. You just go down the sidewalk. And if you make a mess, obviously on other people's, just clean it up, guys. It's not that hard because your image is everything. And then eventually you'll get the customer that's between those five houses that sandwich that you just don't have yet. Cause eventually you're say, you know what? Let's do it. Let's make the whole neighborhood look awesome in one shot. There's nothing better than that. And in Milford, we're proving that, you know?
I had an elderly aunt. She called, and the guy that was mowing her yard, for some reason, just quit showing up.
Sure.
So she called me and said, Andy, she said, your mom told me you're mowing yards. She said, would you give me a price to mow my yard? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I go there. I mow her yard. I mowed it three times. Mm-hmm. A lady across the street walked over.
Nice.
This yard's never looked like this before. She said, you do a great job. She said, would you give me a price to mow my yard? Absolutely.
Nice. Yep, the ripple effect.
The next door neighbor to her come over the next week.
All right.
And before it was all said and done, I was doing 8 properties on that one street.
Nice.
One of the elderly gentlemen died, so his family sold the house.
Sure.
And out of those 7 that was remaining, I'm still mowing those yards today.
Nice. Good work.
And when I pull up, I pull about middle ways between all the properties, drop the gate one time,
yep,
roll the mower off. We mow 7 properties in about an hour and 15 minutes.
All right.
And then I pull back on the trailer. So in that hour and 15 minutes where we are just mowing, blowing, and going,
yep,
you can make anywhere from, if I'm at 65, I'm making about $430.
That's awesome.
In an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Nice job. That's a testament.
And then when we lift the gate up, we pull out of the neighborhood. We drive 2 blocks. I unload. I do a hearing aid doctor's office and an insurance office. Those 2 properties are very small.
Nice.
I can do both of those properties in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So in 15 minutes on the second stop, I can make $130.
Nice.
So you're talking, talking about in an hour and a half, you've made almost $600.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's because of that route density. And when I showed up at my aunt's house, I showed up and I showed out.
Yep, you did.
Yeah. And it got the attention of people in the neighborhood. And now, you know, I'm still mowing. We go to Muncie once a week. It's about 13 miles from my shop. And we mow 23 properties every Friday in Muncie. Every other week, day of the week, we're in Newcastle, 17,000 population.
Nice.
And my route is so tight because I've worked hard at establishing areas of town. This is my Monday area. This is my Tuesday area, Wednesday area, because I want to keep the route tight. Because the less time I spend in the truck, the more money I'm making.
Yeah, absolutely. That's,
you know, true. I've said it before. We don't get paid to look out of a windshield.
Yep.
Truck drivers do.
Yep.
I'm not a truck driver. You know, I'm a lawn care professional. And if I'm not blowing grass, I'm not making cash.
Yep, that's fair.
So, you know, if I can give you some advice, not you necessarily,
yeah,
but
sure,
people that are listening, look at your route. Tighten your route. The less time you're in the truck, the more...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Profit you're going to make, the more income is going to come in. Just by tightening up that route, because you're not spending time paying employees to travel.
Yep.
You know, you're constantly out working. You pull up, you go a block or two, drop the gate, mow two or three more.
Yep.
Lift the gate, drive another block or two, drop the gate, you mow five or six in that neighborhood. The tighter your route, the better your profit is going to be, period. So that route density, it's very important.
Amen, because I mean trucks are one of the most expensive pieces of our business. So you're saving so much wear and tear, you're saving so much fuel, even engine idling times. You know, I'll tell you, just my truck alone, this F-350, the newer ones, it's insane how much a brake job costs, how much all these things cost. It's exuberant versus my 2003 F-250s and whatnot. So guys with the older trucks, you know, maybe you could do some things a little cheaper. But at the same time, remember, that can only last for so long because you're going to have to buy a more expensive truck because that's the way the industry is going. So don't cripple yourself now. Make sure that you have a feasible way to get to your goals and aspirations. So write it down and stay dedicated, you know.
Let's take a break and hear a word from our show sponsor, Eartha Pro.
Cool.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? Eartha Pro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at earthapro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. Eartha Pro, nice. You run the outside work, we run the office.
We're back with Matthew.
Do you use Eartha Pro? Sorry about that. Do you use Eartha Pro?
I personally, they're just a sponsor of my program.
Okay. Yeah, sure, no worries. Sorry about that.
It is a great program. It's more towards like the solo operator or the small business. Okay. That's what they gear towards to help them get into a good habit of having a software to help their business run more efficiently.
Awesome. And sorry for jumping over you.
Oh, that's okay. Let's talk about equipment. You said you use Gravely mowers.
Yes.
Why Gravely?
So I will say this. A lot of people get so excited about, I need to have a Gravely. I need to have a Wright mower. I've driven them all. I've used them all for different people I've worked for in the past. And Gravely is an exceptional brand. We love them. They love us. They've been super kind to us. They send us swag. They send us to the Patriots, do all kinds of cool things. But you don't pick it just based on excitement. You pick it on dealer support. So for us, Gravely is everything because Gravely and Aaron's, they're basically made by Crandall Hicks Co. They're a brand that is held by them, and they're actually a local to Massachusetts situation. So in Westboro, Mass, we have Boston Lawnmower. And I always say, pick it based on dealer support. So they have countless parts of these machines in stock. If there's a warranty issue, they knock it out like that. It's, you know, basically see what your dealer believes in. Who is closest to you? Put it to the test. Ask for a demo model. So Gravely happened by accident. I've always loved Aaron's. It's something that my family has believed in forever. Always run it. But Gravely, one of my neighbors had worked for Gravely, and he said, hey, you should give them a shot. You've been frustrated with your Cub Cadet mowers, and we think you'd love it. So he gave me a demo to use. Then all of a sudden I found out, hey, most of these companies offer a 0% financing over 48 months. So it makes it extremely attainable for the new guys coming in. And basically we said, you know what, let's give it a go. And Gravely has treated us with nothing but love and respect, whether it was out at Equip Expo, you know, giving us extra benefits of being part of Team Gravely. But I'll tell you, just pick it based on what you have for support. And also, I'm not a Kohler guy personally. I've not had great experience with them. I know other people tell me, oh, I love it, but I'm a Kawasaki guy. So if you can push towards a Kawasaki engine, in my opinion, they're truly a Japanese wonder, you know?
Well, you said it correct. And I can't stress this enough. Dealer support. For example, my dealer here in town is a Grasshopper dealer.
Awesome.
So I run Grasshopper mowers.
And I love Grasshopper.
Grasshopper has been good to me.
Yeah, heck yeah.
As a matter of fact, my phone rang one morning. I was walking into the convenience store, and it was a guy who said, told me his name, said, I'm the social media influencer of a Grasshopper.
Nice. Yeah.
And I wanted to find out if you were interested in becoming an ambassador for Grasshopper.
I love
that. Well, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
So
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
The next day I called Grasshopper Company and I said, this guy called, said he was an influencer for your social media and offered me an ambassador position.
Nice.
She said, well, he's standing right here. Do you need to talk to him? I said, no, that's not. I'll call him back later. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that it wasn't a scam.
That's fair.
And they sent me to Florida, filmed me mowing like a $4 million property.
Nice.
And made some commercials out of it. Awesome. And they've been nothing but great for me. But if my dealer was a skag dealer, I would have probably been driving skag mowers.
Sure.
Or if they were Gravely, I would have been driving Gravely. Sure. Because all grass, all mowers make tall grass short.
Amen.
You know, but you want to buy something where you get the support that you need. And if you go down, they'll give you a mower to use while you're down.
Yep. Absolutely.
Or they'll take you, because you make your living cutting grass, and take you to the top of the repair list.
Yes. Yep.
Versus the homeowner who might be down. Because if you're mowing 25, 30 a day, you can't be down for 3 or 4 or 5 days, or you're behind. And look at all the revenue that you're losing because you're down.
Yep.
So that dealer support, and my dealer used to sell Echo.
Yep.
Trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, all the accessories.
Heck yeah.
And for some reason, they quit selling Echo and start selling Steel.
Yeah.
So prior to them selling Steel, I ran Echo.
That makes sense.
Because they were an Echo dealer, I could get fast turnaround on breakdowns. They always had parts in stock. Mm-hmm. So when they went to Steel, I went to Steel.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Dealer support.
Yeah.
And I could walk in there right now and find just about anything that I need, and they would be more than happy to help me out.
Yeah,
that
I love that.
Great dealer support. That's what you want, especially when you're running a legitimate business and you just can't be down. When I first started, I was buying mowers off of Craigslist.
Sure. That's a way to get going. I did the same thing.
And when I went down, they were older mowers.
Yep.
Sometimes the parts weren't in stock.
Exactly.
So when I went down, it took me longer to get up and running again. So I worked very hard to save money, to do a sale stuff, whatever I could to come up with the money to buy a new mower. So that I could have that good dealer support.
Yeah.
They know me. I know them. We work together. And the turnaround is so much quicker.
Yeah.
So if you
part of the family.
Exactly. If you're out there and you're listening to this show, find you a great dealer. I could go to Muncie, 13 miles, and find a Skag dealer, an X-Mark dealer. I could drive about 7 miles to Middletown, find a Gravely dealer.
Sure.
But why drive when I have a Grasshopper dealer 3 miles from my shop?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So I it's not necessarily the brand for me. It's the dealer support that makes the difference.
Yeah, I think people forget too, a lot of the hydros and everything, they're actually made by pretty much a couple companies. So a lot of these parts are kind of, you know, they're similar. So it's really engine based for me, and then obviously number one dealer support. And we started with a Toro Proline 1989 and a 1993. So ran into the same caveats as yourself, where I had to start looking for parts mowers and things because they weren't readily available. So I was scouring eBay. But again, time is something we can never, we can't make more of it. We all have an invisible clock over our head, not to sound, you know, sad about it, but we really do. Time is everything. So make every second matter in your life. And that starts with your business, because the minutes you're wasting, and I don't say wasting in a negative sense, but the minutes you're dedicating to your business, and then you go beyond that, your family's going to start to sacrifice. Your own personal mind may sacrifice. And it's all about keeping a well-rested, healthy balance. I'm not saying I'm not extremely tired, that I don't work, you know, 40 plus hours in a row sometimes. That does happen, guys. But make sure that you're not losing time on silly things. So everything that you're saying right now, just it's perfect.
On your equipment, how often do you rotate your equipment?
So I'll tell you, we actually bought a lot of the new stuff not too long ago, maybe within the last 3 to 4 years, we made the switch to Gravely. So we don't necessarily need to get rid of those, because we're able to mow lawns at such a fast rate that my hours actually stay pretty low. So I don't let my mower sit idling forever. The only time they idle is for 1 to 3 minutes, depending on how hard I ran it before I decided to shut it off in the trailer. A lot of times I leave it going for the full 3 minutes as the manufacturer recommends. But for the mowing time, it's so quick. And if you have 2 or 3 of them going, you're just boom, boom, boom. So I just don't like to see people who let their mower sit on the side of the road running forever while they're having conversation and stuff. It's like, hey, yeah, it looks cool, maybe. But at the same time, it's just not practical. You got to value those engine hours, you know. So for us, we take care of our stuff too. All my Echo stuff, even the old gray stuff that I've had forever, I'm not getting rid of it anytime soon. Because if you take care of your stuff, it will take care of you.
Absolutely.
Be cognitive. Have a maintenance book. You know, we write everything down, from serial number, model number, to when the oil changes were done, belt swaps, plugs, etc. All of that matters, you know.
Well, if there's someone out there that has a question about when should I upgrade my mower,
sure,
here's something you might think about. If your engine is a 26 horsepower engine, times that by 100, 2600, that's roughly the amount of hours you'll get out of that engine.
Before burnout, yeah.
If you take care of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to trade it in, you keep it up to 2600 hours, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of trade in. So back that down 300 or 400 hours and maybe sell it outright to somebody. You'll get more money out of it. Maybe that will help you understand when you should start thinking about upgrading your equipment.
That's fair. I see a lot of guys selling them at around like 1,200, 1,500 hours. So what you're saying makes total sense. You know, get it a little underside there, then you have more value. And once you get over the 1,000 hours, you're potentially going to have to rebuild hydros, get a new hydro. So I'd say do a lot of information research online, because you can look up on Aaron's page, typical mechanical issues, when failures may occur. So research is everything.
Where did your first 50 customers come from?
That's an awesome question. So it was really weird. When I started my business, I put an ad in the newspaper And I said, let's see what happens. It was literally three lines. It said, if you need an honest, reliable landscaper, please call Matt. We want to earn your trust and business today. I didn't even have my business name in there. And I just had that because it's per word charge. You just want to get yourself in there. I was getting like 40 plus calls in a day sometimes or in a weekend. It was insane. So we got one call from a gentleman, and he was a lawyer. He passed away, unfortunately, but his wife took over the empire. But this gentleman gave me a call, and he said, hey, I heard that you're a great landscaper, and I saw your little article, your little ad in the newspaper, in the Telegram and Gazette. I was wondering if you could take a look at a few of my properties. And I said, okay, I'll take a look at them. Go ahead and give me the properties. This man kept going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way down to number 18. And I'm writing all these addresses down. I'm like, this guy is pulling my leg. There's no way this is real. I think this guy's a competitor, maybe. Somebody's just trying to waste my time, get me off the path of success. So I called around. I checked with a lot of people, and I found out, hey, this guy owns 54 properties. Wow. So, I was blessed to have that fall in my lap. And my family does have a strong name out here that my family worked so hard to bolster up and create. So that definitely helped me have an advantage over some people. And so I really got my 50 customers right off the bat, because he gave me half of his customers immediately. So I think I had 28 from him right away. And then we had gotten a number of other people from the newspaper. So we hit 50 very fast. And then all of a sudden we were serving 250 different people, whether it was for a regularly weekly routine, a once a year project, whether it be mulch, you know, every single year, or just shrubbery and bushes, you know, a combination of all that. So within your first year, everyone should have, I mean, if you don't, it's okay, but everyone should have the ability to get that if you live in a saturated area of populations. Worcester is over 220,000 people there. So that's huge for us, right? And if we want more there, we can have it. But we do enjoy working in a lot of these small towns where there's, you know, 4,000 people up to 12,000 people. Your stuff's going to be a lot safer, et cetera. So there's a lot to consider. But we got our 50 that through the newspaper.
What marketing channel has currently given you the most leads?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What do you use as far as a marketing channel?
So for marketing, I'm kind of blessed, because when I went to Nichols College, which is heavily centered for business, and then I transferred to LaSalle College, that was also business minded. In my high school, St. John's was very business minded. So I was heavily burned into the marketing ideas in the classes to understand what I should do. So the newspapers were a honey hole. Now, not necessarily just your small newspapers. I've had examples where I pay $250 for an ad in one of these tiny newspapers and it yields nothing. It's not because I don't offer exceptional work and that our name is not known, et cetera. It's just a smaller view base, and maybe the newspaper has a little less weight. So I always tell people, you know, if you can advertise with like a radio station, as long as they're local and people really tune in, or if you can advertise through the newspaper, that's going to put you at a higher plateau than a lot of other people. And it is more attainable than everybody knows in some circumstances. I held close to the vest that Telegram and Gazette, because I was only paying $140, I think it was, for a month for my tiny little ad. And that was my secret. I told nobody about it unless they obviously found out about it by seeing it in the paper. And now I share with everybody that, you know, you can do those things, but you can also just do the old fashioned door hangers. You know, you can send out direct targeted mailings. You know, if you're out and about and you see properties that constantly do look good, but it seems like the landscaper gets there later than they're supposed to, that, you know, you can make notes in your book. And then at the end of the year, when you sit down and you target your mailings, hit certain neighborhoods, hit certain people where you saw they have a pro, but the pro seem to be dragging their feet a little, because those are opportunities for you to come in and say, hi, we know you have a professional service now, but unfortunately, I have noticed, I've sent out personal letters to people. I have noticed that your beautiful property at some points tends to look a little bit unsightly, and you deserve better. I see that you take great care in your gardens. I see the type of cars you drive. I see that you picked a certain color shingle for your roof, that you have a copper top for your gutters and everything. It's like, hey, you know, those kind of people, they definitely want excellence. So guerrilla marketing is huge. Going door to door is still alive. You know, I say don't put things on people's cars. Stay away from putting things in people's mailboxes, because that's actually a federal offense. Sounds crazy, but you can hang something on their little flag on the outside of it if you chose. But really, respect people's property when you show up. But going to your local town police and saying, hey, I want to go around door to door. These are the neighborhoods that I'm going to go to. They're going to give you a soliciting pass for the day. And most time it costs you nothing, but it might cost you $10 for a quick permit or something. But do it the proper way, because that's just your energy investing. It's not even necessarily money. So go to Staples. You can print out 1,000 flyers super easy. There's a lot of websites now. You can print it out even cheaper. We've used science.com, Vistaprint, a number of different places. We use Sticker Mule. They tend to be a little more expensive for some of the stickers and magnets and whatnot, but they make quality products. And, you know, so I always tell people, marketing starts with you. You are your biggest asset, your mouth, your hands, the ability to sell yourself right away. So just get yourself in the right room. Don't be afraid to go to networking events. We joined the Chamber of Commerce for a while. We don't necessarily see continued value in it at this point, but it allowed me to talk to so many people that said, you're incredible. I'd love to have you work for me. Hey, you know what? I'm a real estate agent. I'm going to call you for all my cleanups before I sell a house. Get in bed with real estate agents. Call your local real estate offices. Say, hi, this is what we're doing. We're insured. I'd love to speak to whomever decides on these things, or at least get my name on the docket in case your main guy can't get to it. We're available. We're hungry and happy to serve. Always tell people you're happy to do it, that you love it. And don't just say it. Believe it. And if you don't believe it, like you said, you got to go work for somebody else, because the aura that you project in life is what's going to yield you success in return, you know?
Something as little as a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or a hat.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, can make a huge difference. Absolutely. I'm standing in the post office mailing some information out. And I have my shirt on, t-shirt, my hat. And while I'm standing there, I felt someone tap me on the shoulder.
Nice.
And I turned around and looked, and it was a little old lady.
Nice.
She said, do you mow anyone's yard? Yep. I said, as long as they pay.
I love that.
And she laughed, and I laughed, and she said, well, I want you to give me a price. I said, okay, be happy to do that. I go give her a price. We agreed. I went the next week to start my service on her property. I mowed it. She come out and said, oh, it looks so nice. There were a couple bushes on the side of the property that hadn't been trimmed for a while.
Sure.
So while I was there mowing, I just fired up my hedge trimmer. Knock the bushes down, make them look better.
Yeah.
She said, oh, you even did my bushes.
Yeah.
So she got to talking to her neighbor. I go back the next week. The neighbor walks out. Says, hey, while you're here, could you squeeze my property in?
I love it.
So I got the neighbor. About 2 weeks later, the gentleman across the street come over, said, hey, I've been watching you the last 3 or 4 weeks. He said, I usually take care of my own property. He said, but I'm getting old. Will you give me a price to start mowing my yard? So because I had that t-shirt on,
it led to that. I know.
Almost 2 months earlier.
Yeah.
It led to three jobs. Yeah, and I kept all three of them until they passed away.
Sure, yep.
Because they were all up in age. Yeah, the gentleman had some heart problems.
Sure.
But if I was just in there with a shirt on.
Yep, nobody would know who you were.
They wouldn't have known. Your shirts and your hats and your truck that is wrapped, you become a mobile billboard.
Yeah, amen.
So I'm telling you, if you want to attract customers, start selling yourself. Make sure you have those t-shirts on. Make sure you have at least a hat with your company name on it. And I like to put the phone number back by the snap.
On the back. I like that. I haven't done that yet, but that makes sense.
And, you know, sell yourself. Yep. You know, she would have never known I was a lawn care business owner.
Yep.
If I didn't have that t-shirt on.
Yeah, I always try to wear something with my brand on it. And I always have a pocket full of cards in my little holder there because, you know, every time I go out is an opportunity to sell, and it's not obnoxious. When you love what you do, people feel it, and then they're happy for you, whether they need your service or not. They're just like, man, I want to love my life this much, you know? It becomes so contagious, definitely.
Well, they say if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Amen. It's true.
So, what services are you currently offering?
Just in general? So we offer a lot of services. We'll just stick to the landscaping side of it and the landscaping construction. But, you know, we'll do anything from mowing your lawn weekly or biweekly. Some people hate that I say that. But guess what? Some people can only afford every other week. And our machines are powerful, so they can chew through it. But I'd say mowing, mulching, trimming. We do a lot of grass repair for sections of lawn that might be damaged, whether it's aerating it, overseeding it, dethatching it, top dressing it. We are out there doing sod installs. We do French drains. We do a lot of crushed stone work. We'll do anything that's outside of your house. And if we're not necessarily properly licensed for it or, you know, trained upon it, we're never going to say no, because we're always going to have someone in our arsenal that can handle it. And referrals are huge. Make a strong network of all the people out there that offer the services you don't offer, because maybe one day you're able to offer hydro seeding. But for now, support a local business. Support someone else who believes in your goals and aspirations, because that's going to go back to marketing, where they're going to start selling you to other people, you know. And I just think that for us, there's not really a limit to what we'll do outdoors, you know. And we'll just cut the trees down, everything, you know.
Well, I look at my fellow business owners in town not as competitors.
Yeah.
But as co-workers.
Yeah, I love that.
Because, like you said, hydro seeding, we have a huge hydro seeding company in our town. I can get the job, hire him to do it, and still make a little money.
Amen. And it's still got your seal of approval on it, and you're the one who helped that customer get it, and they won't forget that, you know?
And it helps when you build those relationships with other companies. It builds your company.
Yes.
Because like you said, you can offer things that maybe you don't necessarily master.
Sure.
But they do. So it benefits everybody.
And I would say to everybody, even if someone's got a plumbing need or an electrical need, just make friends with good top tier people. Don't just go find a plumber and say, you want to be my plumber? Do your research. Understand who these people are. Look at your local pages. See who everyone keeps recommending. Then get in touch with those people and say, hey, I see you're a superior human out here doing great work. Do you mind if I refer my people to you? And then you're setting up that network where you're not losing opportunities. You're actually creating so many more. And then, you know, people are saying, wow, this is my one guy, my one-stop shop. And that's how we were able to evolve to the property services. We don't have a plumber that's licensed in 4 states that is I'm paying a salary to, but we have an agreement with this gentleman where all the properties that we manage for these different landlords that we attained through our landscaping services, now they don't want to stress. They don't want to answer phone calls at 1 a.m. They want me to answer it. They want me to get in touch with my guy. So you can create so much opportunity by just not being afraid to be cohesive, collaborate. A lot of people are very selfish and narrow-minded. Think bigger. Think I can do this because people are incredible. The resources are there. You just have to have the drive, strive, and the go-getter attitude and keep a smile on, guys, because while things do get tough, I think that having all those people behind me that are an army ready to go, and we have multiple of these people that, you know, in case someone's busy or overbooked or whatever, that we can go to, because that is your most important thing is trust that you build with somebody. So keep let that flow, you know.
Well, as we wrap this up, why don't you tell our listeners where they can follow you, how they connect with you, if they want to follow your journey?
Yeah, and I love that. And I'm just going to say, I missed one thing with the marketing. Make sure you have a website, an Instagram, a Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. It's okay if you guys only have one follower, but we basically did the same thing. As mentioned earlier, we have, you know, over 3,300 now, I think, followers on Instagram. It's steadily rising per day. It's a beautiful thing. But make sure that when you look us up, you look for mpsllc.com. Basically, it's a very easy way for, I apologize, mps508.com for my website. I am very tired, guys. But basically, you want to make sure that you have an easy way for people to search for you. So my last name's long, McGoldrick Property Services, for the whole title. So we can be found by just typing MPS LLC. Just in Google, type it in. It should bring you to a list of our type of things that we offer out there for social media and otherwise. And, you know, it's one of those things where this can't be any more personal. I threw my last name on it because our family worked so hard to make that. So people say, I want to come up with a creative name for your business. And maybe something simpler, like taking ownership of your clan and your identity, is something that people can look towards. And then, you know, you basically can build something for the future of your kids and your family and continue to honor the legacy that's been created for generations, you know. So mps508.com, and definitely Instagram and Facebook is our biggest things.
If you do not have a website, let me make a recommendation. Green Frog Web Design. Let's hear a word from Ezra McCarthy.
Love it.
Does your website look like it was built in 2008? Does this sound familiar? Blurry photos, clunky button, buried phone numbers? That's costing you leads. At Green Frog Web Design, we build sharp, modern websites built to bring you business, not chase it away. Stop hiding behind that updated website. Visit greenfrogwebdesign.com and let's fix that website today.
So if you need a good website, contact Ezra with Green Frog Web Design. Tell him that Professional Lawn Maintenance or The Lawn Hustle recommended you to them, and he will be happy to set you up with a website that will surely attract quality clients. I thank you for joining The Lawn Hustle. Thank you all for listening. It means a lot to me that you would spend some of your day listening to The Lawn Hustle. Matt, thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you at the next Equip Expo. And I hope everybody continues to look at the new tools out there. For example, when we show up a Square Barrel, we're ambassadors for those guys. It's some conversation starter. And, you know, these people that have premium homes, they are impressed by the new things that are out there. So always do some informational research, guys. Make sure you get yourself in the right circumstances.
Well, do you have a discount code for Square Barrel?
So I don't have one right now, but I'll definitely be posting something if John and family decide to offer something like that. But I can encourage you to do this. They are at most expos, including the upcoming in Mohegan Sun. It's a hardscape expo. But if you come, he has day of show pricing, and you can't beat that. And I'll tell you what, these barrels have changed the game for us. They're in every setup we have, all the different sizes, and they make these beautiful covers. So if I'm crushed from a long day of hard physical work, sometimes I have to leave the cover on it and let the rain hit the cover, but it doesn't make the grass weigh 1,000 pounds more, you know? So it's all the conveniences, you know?
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that information. I'm intrigued by Square Barrel. I want to get some.
I love it. Yeah, so, heck yeah.
I appreciate you being a guest on the show. Appreciate you all listening. And leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review. it helps the algorithm push us to more listeners. And it really goes a long way. So I appreciate your support, and we will talk again real soon.
Thank you so much.